When last did you walk through the Strand Concourse? It's not an area of town that I have much occasion to go to, but a couple of years ago, I walked through there and I was constantly looking over my shoulder. It was that kind of experience. I was constantly looking for somebody who was going to attack me. It had that kind of seedy, dangerous air to it. And when I first started coming to Cape Town, it was brightly lit and kept clean, and there were all the big brand name shops, all the sort of high-end shops were there tempting you as you made your way to the station. And that's all changed. But it is changing back again. A media release from the city reached my inbox yesterday, which prompted us to call Councillor Stuart Diamond, who's the MACO member in charge of assets and facilities management. You're doing some serious work down at the Strand Concourse, Stuart. Good afternoon.
Yeah, it's again another exciting project as we aim to revitalize the CBD into what she deserves to be. She's a fantastic place to be, and you can see over the recent weeks how she has become the most popular spot in Cape Town. So this is really another feather in the cap and another urgently needed project that is quite happily that it's made its debut.
What are you doing at the moment? What's it going to look like when finished?
Well, when it's finished, we're essentially going to have a brand new space that'll be a far better public interface, where we'll be placing our two municipal courts that are currently sitting up at the Cape Town City Hall. Those will be moving down. We'll have some brand new cash point and cash offices for people to pay their fines once they've come out of the court and had done their business. Brand new ATMs, a brand new escalator system, which has been damaged for quite some time, six brand new ones to be placed in there, all brand new shop fronts. We'll be tiling, lighting, security cameras, better heating, better ventilation, better air conditioning, in a sense creating a space that people actually want to be in and want to go in, and driving our ODTP process, which is bringing services to the people, and those services will be open in the business day. And those essentially will be the various departments, such as social development, our building development management department, as well as our environmental management department. And, you know, like you said, it's about taking the CD element away and creating a safe space for people to walk through and flow through. You know, 62,000 people, it's a big number that move through the space. And essentially the Addie and Strand Street road sections have become incredibly busy. We all know about the traffic grid and the block. We want to be able to take the people walking off that surface and get them underneath and get them moving quickly through. And this 1,752 meters of space is essentially now in the last mile, and we're quite excited about opening up to the world.
Stuart, in your media release, you talk about when the foot traffic is at its heaviest, and it is unsurprisingly as people head towards the start of their working day and as they head home at the end of their working day, which means that if you really want to serve those people and give them opportunities to stop in on their way to work or their way back from work, you need unusual opening hours. You need opening hours which take into account that somebody's going past there at 5:30, and what's the point of going past a city facility at 5:30 when it's closed at 4:30.
So one of the things which we're looking to do, and it's part of our thinking differently, when I chaired the finance portfolio, one of the things we put to the table is, how about moving our cash offices inside shopping centres? And a lot of people sniggered and laughed, and they said, no, these will never work and they won't be busy. In fact, they are more busy there because they're close to the people and in times that you're essentially saying operational. So we're looking to open up the offices in business times, looking to close at 6:00 as the traffic flows through, so that 8:00 till 5-6:00 opening hours. Essentially, the centre will be shut at night from about 10:00 to 6:00 the next morning. But I totally agree with you. These offices need to be open when the public needs them and are flowing through them. So we are engaging with the municipal courts and our cash officers team to see that these are open in business hours. The other core services will be open at business hours.
How much is this going to cost the city ratepayer, and when will it all be done?
So the project is in its last mile. We're just working on all the snagging. It costs 2.1 million rand to get it kitted up and ready. We think that's a worthwhile investment in services. It's long overdue, and it's one that's much needed.
And completed, you said you're in the last mile. When do you break the finishing tape?
Well, we hopefully break the finishing tape. The 23rd of July is our estimated time. We're hoping to cut this tape within the next 2 weeks. And then it's just a little bit of the shop fit outs that need to get done. So hopefully the next 2 to 3 weeks we can cut the ribbon and friendly welcome to bring all those Cape Towners back under into this fantastic space.
And you will have the escalators working because they haven't worked for a long time.
No, the six escalators are part of the job, and they will be working and helping those down into the space.
Councillor Stuart Diamond, thank you for that. MACO member for Assets and Facilities Management.